have a great personality. And you got to always ask yourself, would you like to do business with yourself? Because if you, someone doesn't like you, they're not going to do business with you. I don't care how good of an idea or a product you think you have.
So on a personal level, you need to be able to sell your product to yourself, so to speak.
Exactly. Exactly. You've got to be able to sell yourself. A, if people don't like you, they're not going to do business with you. B, you got to know what you're doing. You got to completely understand it. You got to be your own best cheerleader. You've got to be very imaginative, very detail oriented. Have a positive self image, and understand that you've got to live constant evolution to be successful. You've got to be willing to work the hardest of anyone there. You've got to be patient, unselfish. And you've got to be able to fly by the seat of your pants. Meaning that you've got to be able to change and a second's notice and change again a second later. And not look back. Make a decision and stick with it.
Do you believe that entrepreneurs need to think about their decision in detail or just jump on an opportunity if they see one?
While, okay, being an entrepreneur, you know, jumping on an opportunity as far as something you like, a contract you'd like to get or a product you like to sell, but that's one part of becoming who you are. But when you are that, you've got to be that person that can make those decisions and move forward with it. If you can't make a decision on the fly, then you're not going to succeed.
What do you believe the importance is with professional relationships? Building a rapport for knowing people, meeting people along the way? Should you keep them in your back pocket, so to speak, or stay to yourself?
You always have to have I call it a personal board of directors. You have to have a very close circle of friends that know and understand one another, that get it, that you talk with. And those will be the people that you discuss your problems, your business with, or your opportunities in your business with. But other than that, as far as a public person, you have to perpetually meet and greet new people every day. Every minute of the day, you have to be your biggest cheerleader. You have to build a network. You're going to need a great CPA. You're going to need a great attorney. Attorneys and CPAs are a dime a dozen, but the one that's your friend, that was your friend first, before that they're your accountant, that's going to be the best accountant for you because you get one another.
You understand.
Exactly.
Financially, what aspects should entrepreneurs focus on when it comes to establishing a successful business?
All right, finance. You have to understand the simplest of details. You got to understand what it's going to be your lowest cost item. What's your lowest point of overhead? Because that factor, sooner or later, is going to affect your highest cost factor, which can make or break your income stream. Always say, watch your pennies and your dollars will take care of themselves. Old saying, you've got to know what you need versus what you want. And understand all the details. Understand your capital demands and innately your income stream and how you're going to manage and grow that. Again, that goes back to your personality, or you're open-minded, or you're closed-minded, or you're motivated to sell. All of that innately affects your bottom line. And then always keeping mind, more especially if you're going to be in a business that employs others. And there's old saying, your top line is your bottom line. Your people are your top line, your associates, because they're the ones that are going to make or break you. So in finance, it doesn't sound like it, but again, those are items that will most definitely have profound effects on your success.
And speaking of finance, how important is it to know startup costs with a business for someone who's going to create a business? Does it need to be exactly well known, or just have a general idea if someone was trying to start up?
You've got to know what you're getting into. As mentioned just before, you may want, if you're going into a service business that requires a truck, you may want a truck that has a lot of bells and whistles. But look at what you need to get started. So yes, you need to understand those needs versus wants, understand the hows and whys of every factor that can affect your overhead, because unless you know what a true picture is going to be of your overhead, it's going to be hard for you to understand what you need to do to cover your overhead plus make a profit.
So it's best to stay simple.
Stay simple to start with. Yeah, exactly. In fact, not only to start with, but some of the most successful people that I know have been very detail-oriented and taking care of the little things. This one client of mine rose to the top of his business, and he had multiple locations across a large geographic area. I went with him to lunch one day at an establishment that had a sink and a paper towel dispenser in the dining room. He ordered his food, walked up, washed his hands, and started to get paper towel, and the dispenser didn't work. Instead of walking away and wiping his hands on his pants, he opened up the paper towel dispenser in that place of business, repaired it, closed the door, rewashed his hands, got his paper towel, walked away, and left the item working. That is how the man ran his business. Even though he had amassed a great retail empire, he knew that the little things meant a lot. Impressions. What was the client that came in behind him that was just a customer like he was when they walked up to the paper towel dispenser and couldn't wash and dry their hands? He realized the importance of simple details, and that's why he was successful.
You've got to be willing to do the small things, exactly, regardless of your title.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be a problem, too. A lot of people aren't willing to do those small things.
That's right.
Because they see it as being beneath them, so to speak.
Exactly. And some advice I was given by a CPA when I first started my career, and we were talking about client selection. And he told me, when I went to a prospective client's business, to always ask to use their restroom. And if it was, say, for instance, a tire shop, try to get into the employee's restroom. And he said, whether you use the restroom or not, go in there and look around. He said, if the most remote located restroom in that building is squeaky clean, then they operate their business in a very productive manner. And it sounds crazy, but if you think about it, the restroom is the smallest room in the business. Therefore, it is the easiest to keep clean. Also, it's out of sight, out of mind. And if people care to keep the things out of sight and out of mind very clean, then a lot of other things will be clean also. Clean. That was one of the best pieces of advice I was ever given in my career as far as client selection.
That is excellent advice. Many people wouldn't think of that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
That's right. Little things.
Not the bathroom, but it does mean a lot because you do go to places that they're filthy and some are really clean.
That's right. Generally, if the bathroom's dirty, the books are generally dirty.
And what marketing tactics would you consider essential? Anything special?
If people do not like you, they're not going to do business with you. Your clients are your best marketing department. If they have a good experience, they're going to tell their friends. Word of mouth is the cheapest advertising. So it's really simple there where marketing is concerned. The simplest of details, your personality, your positive image. Do people like you? Are you willing to listen? Are you unselfish? Are you a hard worker? Believe it or not, your clients pick up on that stuff really quick. And so you have to ask yourself, am I someone that I would like to do business with?
And with building customer base, do you believe it's important to have an elevator speech, as they call it, where if you were to meet someone and you were selling a product, you could give them potential overview to see if they might invest in your product or company? Do you believe that's important? It's like if you were to meet someone on the elevator and you were just telling them, this is my business, this is how long I've been in business, is that necessary or important? Do you believe?
Yes and no. If you meet someone and immediately throw yourself upon them and tell them about who you are and what you do, and you throw the big word entrepreneur out there, you're going to freak them out. Again, it goes back to your personality. You have to just, it's very simple. Being nice, being positive, being alluring, and getting that person's attention. If you don't get their attention on a personal level, they're never going to care what you do or what you sell.
Because they can't relate to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you believe there's a special process to becoming a successful entrepreneur?
It changes every second of the day. There is absolutely no academic definition or paradigm that will make you a successful entrepreneur. It's heartfelt. Very, very heartfelt.
It's something that comes naturally.
Exactly. Either you get it or you don't. Some of the most successful people I know have been some of the simplest thinkers, where simple, just what's right and what's wrong is concerned. Good business ethics, good people skills. They're faithful people. They're thoughtful. They have self-confidence. Look at, how they approach life. And two, keep in mind that, all achievement, begins with an idea. And you have to constantly evolve to be successful. And remember, the simplest of details, the lowest cost item. Let's say, for instance, you repair diesel engines and you're working on a $10,000 engine, and that $10,000 engine has a $2 gasket that goes in the fuel system that makes it work or not work. So that $2 item that costs you your cost, if you don't have that $2 item, the $10,000 engine's worthless. And so that's why I mentioned, know what that $2 item's going to cost you, know what you're going to sell it for, but know the importance of it. Know the simplest things that will make or break your business. Because the person, if you don't have that in stock, the person that does have that $2 item in stock, and this gentleman's engine is out of service, and the man down the street has it, well, guess who they're going to go to next?
The man down the street.
Man down the street.
Because he's made it available.
Exactly.
That's simple. What suggestions or advice would you provide to someone who's considering becoming an entrepreneur or pursuing their own business?
Think about your passion. Think about, you've got to innately know and understand what you're going to do. Using your natural born instincts, using your imagination. And also, you got to be able to recognize misfortune. That sounds strange, but sometimes misfortune can be your next opportunity. Always be thoughtful and considerate, and you know, think about, you know, and what you're doing, your sourcing, and you got to constantly evaluate what can or can't happen with your business, and then, you know, be willing to take advice, get a good accountant, get a good attorney. Don't depend on everybody to run your business, but you've got to have good guidance, or it can be expensive. Reading the book's not going to make you successful. Just be patient. Never lose sight of yourself, what makes you who you are. You know, always being thoughtful of mind, body, and spirit. I know this is a little touchy-feely, but you got to take care of yourself, which is your greatest asset. And you know, simply be able to live, love, and laugh, because who you are as a person is going to make you successful in dealing with the public. And always remember what Mr. Einstein said. Theory of relativity, you know, equal MC squared. Understand physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You know, when the door shuts, it's one thing, but when the door slams, there's two forces that take place there, and you need to understand that concept with the good and the bad.
Is that any? Is there anything else you'd like to add, Cheryl?
As I said earlier, be willing to fly by the seat of your pants. Be willing to change. Use your imagination. Smile. Be friendly. Make a friend. Make a client. Customer. A loyal customer. They'll tell your friends you have more customers. There's no written word. There's no perfect answer to be an entrepreneur. It's tough. Every day. You are dealing with things that are far beyond your control a lot of times. You have clients that have their own situations. You may have specialty equipment that's going to break, and you got to know where to get that $2 part at. And to be prepared, that person may not have it that day. You've got to be willing to change. You've got to be flexible. You got to be creative. And at the end of the day, you got to be able to laugh. But beyond that, as I mentioned, your personal board of directors. Keep your circle small. Have the right people on your board of directors. People that you trust and they trust you. No one knows it all. We all learn from one another. We all grow by interaction with one another. And we all learn. And just never lose sight of that. Every day is a new day.
This concludes my interview with Cheryl. I appreciate you taking the time to allow me to do this interview with you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much for asking me. I've enjoyed it. I've spoken from the heart. And in all of my years of experience, these are just some of a few things that I've learned. Always understand that you will learn something new every day, and you never stop learning.
Thank you.